Morning, Sam. How are you?
Morning, Michael. Very well, thanks.
The good horses are back. Nominations are in for the majors. We're starting to get feature racing on a Saturday. I bet there's a little bit of a buzz going around the stable as well.
Yeah, there is. It's obviously a bit of a slog through winter, and you know, you've got these horses in, getting them ready for the start of spring, and yeah, it's right on our doorstep now.
I know the nominations that you've made, probably at this stage, you'd have Realm of Flowers as your headline act, already secure to start in the Melbourne Cup. How has Realm of Flowers come back, and is it just going to be that really light campaign heading into the first Tuesday in November?
Yeah, look, she's come back really well. You know, she stayed in work for pretty much the whole of winter, and taking a little bit of the European campaign with her and racing her a little bit sparingly, or at least sort of having 3 weeks between runs ideally, and you know, she'll potentially have her last start in the Bart Cummings and then go, I think it's a month into the Melbourne Cup, but that's an option. But yeah, we had a really good look through her form and all her runs, and she just does so well with that 3 and 4 weeks between runs, and you know, she really shows a good turn of foot.
Delphi's a really interesting international galloper that we've seen once. The son of Galileo had a cameo appearance, a little bit like what your dad did and your uncles with Doremus all those years ago. And now he'll get ready for the Cups campaign as well. What type of spring will Delphi have?
Yeah, well, look, yeah, Anthony actually did reference, you know, what they did with Doremus in taking him up to Queensland and giving him a run up there and then launching into the spring. So it was very similar with Delphi. Ran probably as expected over an unsuitable trip, you know, off a slow pace in Queensland. Look, he's an out-and-out stayer, and we still haven't really been able to stretch him out, you know, stretch his work out or anything like that just yet. He's going to have a trial on Monday at Cranbourne, and he may look to resume in a race like the Heatherly. He'll have to put his hand up, you know, to head towards the Melbourne Cup. We're not just going to run him for the sake of it, but, you know, he's a promising horse, and, you know, his runs in Europe were excellent when you get him on speed and out to a distance. So we're excited to see him out over a bit of a trip.
So took the noms for the 1,000 guineas and the Caulfield guineas, and that three-year-old rank is probably where it's most exciting for the stable when you've got the favourite and the 1,000 guineas and Argentia, and you've also got one of the top three-year-old colts in Artorias. When do we get to see them in the spring?
Well, you'll see them at Cranbourne on Monday. They'll both have an official trial there. And then Argentia will probably resume in the Atlantic Jewel, so she's still got a little bit of time until that, and then she'll go to 1,000 guineas, prelude into 1,000 guineas. And Artorias will look to resume him in a McNeil. We're just toying with whether we need to get 3 runs into him before Caulfield guineas. He is a lot stronger and heavier this time around, which is, you know, positive. So we're just still working that out, but he'll definitely look to resume in the McNeil, and then we'll work out where we go exactly next after that.
Well, can't wait to see those stars a little closer to home on Saturday. You've got two nice chances. King of Hastings, gee, he's been a good horse for Connections, hasn't he? He was another successful campaign up north. You brought him back for the Ori Star at Flemington on Saturday. Has he returned well and ready to go on Saturday?
Yeah, he is. He's you know, he hasn't really had much of a break, you know, since his Queensland campaign. He's in terrific order for a $30,000 yearling. He keeps knocking up winning races, and if he's a winner down the straight before, he's in good form. He handles softish ground if we get, you know, a rain affected track. So he's the ultimate professional. So look, he's in good order, and looking forward to getting him back to the races. He's back to the 1200, which I don't think will bother him. And it's a nice run to get into him, and we'll get a good guide as to, you know, whether we look to head towards a race like the Rupert Clark with, you know, sort of a lightweight in that race. But yeah, he's in good shape.
Is that all he costs? $30,000. He's won over $600,000 now. I suppose that's the next question. Can he step up to that Group 1 class? He's tackled very good horses in the past. What's your gut feeling?
Gut feeling is probably no, but we're hopeful that he can. You know, he's kept stepping up when we've raised the bar in the past, and he's a very good defender. If you put him on speed, you know, he loves a scrap. So, you know, you see some of those sorts of horses in those handicaps can can spring a surprise. I think Mr. Sneaky nearly stole one, a Rupert Clark, all those years ago when Santana Lane ran him down. So, yeah, there can be a chance in that sort of race, but, yeah, he's probably got to improve again.
Would you be backing him on Saturday at $10 in the Ori Star?
Yeah, I think he's probably a good each-way bet. He's ultra-consistent. He's a winner down the straight, and he handles soft ground, and he's a very fit horse. So, yeah, it's a pretty good combination.
And you've got Groundswell, who's been very consistent since being gelded, also coming back from Queensland. Haven't seen since the 5th of June. What have you got in mind for Groundswell? Is it just to try and pick off these Saturday races early spring?
Yeah, well, he's in a similar sort of boat to King of Hastings, where we'll get a guide on Saturday whether he's a little chance in a race like the Rupert Clark as well. He's, I think, 1,400, between 1,400 and a mile is probably his best trip. Probably better at 1,400. Can get a little bit tight at the end of a mile, just given his racing style. But yeah, I mean, Saturday is probably a little tester for him. He's pretty fit. I think he'll probably improve for the outing. He's a very good doing horse. He's had a good jump out at Flemington since his last run. And Damien Lane knows him really well.
Market's got Groundswell as the best of your two. Would you agree?
Yeah, I think he's probably the better winning chance. King of Hastings' race is even enough, but Groundswell looks like he's pretty well placed there.
Good on you, Sam. Good luck over the weekend.
Cheers. Thanks, Michael.
Sam Freeburn joining us there. So Groundswell is currently the $3.70 favourite in race number six, race six number three at Flemington on Saturday. And in the feature, the Ori Star, King of Hastings, a $10 chance. We'll take a quick break on the other side of this. One of the horses Groundswell's got to beat is Red Can Man. David Brydock is his trainer. He's up next.